Your County, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council on DAB every Sunday afternoon from 1 and listen again at strayfm.com. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Welcome to this week's Your County on Stray FM. I'm Patrick Dunlop.
And I'm Lisa Darville.
And coming up on the show, we'll find out how the County Council is gearing up for the Tour de Yorkshire. Also, how Settle is preparing to welcome the cycle race.
And work starting on new streetlights in Harrogate.
Your County with North Yorkshire County Council.
In less than a week's time, the Tour de Yorkshire will be getting underway. Stage one of the cycle race is going to finish in Settle, and we've been finding out how everyone is preparing for the big day. First up, here's Sharon Hudson from Craven District Council.
We're planning to have a fan zone on one of the council's car parks, which is the Greenfoot car park right by the rugby club. We're having a big screen on the car park where the coverage will be shown from 12 o'clock, so it provides a focus for people who we're trying to attract to come to Settle before the actual finish later in the day, so they'll come and spend time and hopefully spend money in the town. So we've got the big screen and we've got a great programme of entertainment lined up as well. We've got New York Brass Band, which is a New Orleans style brass band that plays up-to-date pop music, and they'll be on the festival site and wandering through the town. We've got a cycle drummer. It's a guy who pedals up on a bike, dismantles it, makes a drum kit and does a set on that. And we used both of those acts when the Tour de France came to Skipton, and they were really popular and were really well received by the crowd. We've also got other entertainment plan. We've got the local brass band. We've got a stunt bike display from Savage Skills. And yeah, the Giggleswick and Settle Brass Band will be performing, and we've got a balloon sculpture, a climbing wall and food and drink stalls, and also Settle Stories of putting on a programme of entertainment as well. So there's Japanese style theatre telling from the back of a bike, so there'll be plenty to do in the run up to the actual cyclists arriving in the town later in the afternoon.
Fabulous. So it's an all day, because Settle is the finish, but this has gone on all day.
Yeah, I mean, we're sort of saying Settle, come to Settle for about 12 o'clock and there'll be a whole programme of entertainment and events throughout the day. So don't just think about getting there for the finish at between 4 and 4.30. Come early and sample the best of what the town have got to offer. And hopefully we'll get the weather and it'll be a sunny day too.
Yeah, fingers crossed about the weather. And so just logistics of people coming then, what kind of car park should they use? Yes. There will be some road closures as well, rolling closures.
I mean, I'd say for anyone who's planning to come and watch the Tour de Yorkshire finishing Settle, plan in advance. Obviously there will be some road closures in place right in the centre of Settle to help prepare the finish area. And full details of all the road closures are available on the North Yorkshire County Council website, and we've got a link from the Craven District website as well to those road closures. In terms of car parking, we've had to use a number of the council car parks to supply the festival site and for race requirements, so we've worked with a number of local landowners to identify alternative parking for anyone who wants to come to watch the race on that Friday. So I would advise checking on our website. We've got a map where we've got details of all the alternative parking and the capacity. There's some parking at the rugby club, there's some parking near the courtyard in Settle. Giggleswick School have very kindly opened some of their grounds as well for parking. All details are on the website, which is www.cravendc/TDY. We're also aware Northern Trains are, fingers crossed, going to strengthen the service they run to Settle by providing extra carriages on the services that run. But that's obviously dependent if there's no call on those carriages elsewhere on the network on the day. So check timetables before you travel as well for rail travel to Settle.
And you've also organised a disabled access area
there
as well, haven't you? A
special
viewing area.
Yes, we have a accessible viewing area just in front of the house that Jack built in the town. If you wish to apply for that viewing area, there's a form on the website and you need to provide identification that you are claiming disability benefits, have access to that area. But the form's on the website with details of who to apply. We're also going to have bike racking at North Ribblesdale Rugby Club for anyone who is travelling by bike and wishes to have a safe place to leave the bike as well.
And so lots going on in terms of, you know, ready for that day. But also already there's lots of kind of decorate. The business is there's lots of decorating and bunting being put up as well.
There are. I mean, it's lovely to see how the town has embraced the tour coming. You know, we can see excitement is starting to build within the town. I was just talking to the tourist information manager just before this interview, and she was saying, yeah, the excitement's really starting to build now. We're seeing the coloured bikes going up. We've put flags up in the town centre, and AG UK have done such a fantastic job in mobilising all these different groups to knit bunting, and I think that's a brilliant project, and it just shows how it can help bring different groups together as well for a common purpose. So and plans are underway to get some giant letters spelling out Settle above the town, and they're painted, ready to go, and now we've just got the challenge of getting them up on Castleberg Rock. So look out for those, fingers crossed they will happen.
I mean, what's the real benefit?
I mean, it's not just about what happens on the day. I think the main benefit is it's the most brilliant advert for the town. You can't, you know, the cost of having TV coverage like the town will get is phenomenal. We saw the impact the Tour de France had for Skipton, and it only passed through the town, and it's like you have this brilliant advert, and we've seen over the last 2 years the visitor numbers have increased and the number of foreign visitors have increased, and this is put down to the showcase Skipton has for the Tour de France. So this is what we're hoping for Settle. It won't, you know, businesses on the day are not necessarily going to have the best day they've ever had, but we're thinking more long term, and the long term impact of showcasing the town and people looking, saying, oh, that's a lovely, pretty town, I want to go and visit there, and hopefully they'll come back in the future.
Your county. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
I'm finally taking the bike for a spin.
Come on, get in the car now or we'll be late.
This is what weekends are for. Open roads and no traffic.
Will you two quieten down?
He takes a corner at a remarkable 75, leaving everyone for dust. And he takes another...
All the gear? No idea. The road's not a racetrack. Have fun, but stay safe. Just be aware of the risks. A message brought to you by roadwise.co.uk.
Your county is brought to you by North Yorkshire County Council, keeping you up to date with the latest from across North Yorkshire.
Now, as with the Tour de France Grand Départ in 2014, it's important that North Yorkshire's roads are in tip-top condition for the Tour de Yorkshire. Mike Roberts, who's head of highway operations, explains how the County Council has been getting key routes ready.
We're now in our third year, obviously, having had the year of the Tour de France and then last year's Tour de Yorkshire, so we're pretty clear about what we need to do. We work very closely with Welcome to Yorkshire and ASO, who bring the event to North Yorkshire. And essentially, we work with them, understand where the route is, and then we look to get the route prepared for the race. So obviously, we're having a look at it, making sure that there's nothing that would stop a cycle race from taking place. Obviously, we don't want to be carrying out unnecessary works on it, but if there are any defects, then we would repair those in line with our normal policies. So we're not spending anything extra on these roads. We just want to make sure that anything that needs doing is done for the weekend rather than leaving it till afterwards. And then beyond that, obviously, we're planning for the day itself with the event, making sure, obviously, we've got plans in place in regards to traffic management, etc., so that there will obviously be a degree of disruption that takes place for an event like this. It's not the same as Tour de France when there were lengthy road closures. Most of it is done under a rolling road closure. But we do need to publicise those closure times, make sure that people are aware of the disruption that will take place. The disruption will obviously be kept to a minimum, but there will be times when people will have a degree of inconvenience in their journeys. And obviously, if there are special access needs for people to get around, then we need to cater for those.
When do you kind of start planning for this? How long does it take to kind of get everything in place?
It tends to work throughout the year. I mean, towards the autumn, we're finding out where the route is likely to be, so we can start thinking about what we need to do. And then after that, obviously, as I say, from about November, December onwards, we're working pretty intensely with the organisers to make sure that everything is in hand. Generally, we're trying to keep it as much as possible to business as usual, so we're not doing anything out of the ordinary. But obviously, we want to make sure the event's a success, so there are a number of things we just need to make sure the boxes are ticked for.
I know there is a bit of work kind of going on at the moment. Dibbles Bridge, for example. Are there a few kind of little projects and little things the council is doing to get things ready, maybe kind of pothole repairs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we're not doing things that we wouldn't normally do. So we're not doing works that don't need to be done or are special for the race. But what we're doing is looking at our programming of those works to make sure that they best serve the advantage of the race, if you like, so that if there are potholes to be filled, we make sure we pick those up before the race rather than after. Significant projects like Dibbles Bridge, where we're actually doing some works there to obviously improve the safety, we want to make sure that's done and dusted before the race takes place. And there are a number of other maintenance projects where we've just looked at the timing and brought them forward a little bit just to make sure that they happen sensibly in relation to where the race is.
And how important is it that everything, you know, kind of goes well, it's all well managed, and that the county is really kind of looking its best during the Tour de Yorkshire?
It's very important for the economy, and obviously it's a high-profile event. It attracts a lot of interest, both in this country and abroad. There are a large number of spectators that come along to watch it from inside and from outside the county. It generates a really good feel-good factor for the county. So it is important that it is a success. Obviously, by a little effort on our part and a number of other partners, we can help achieve that success. And then obviously in the long term, there's considerable economic benefit to the county, which has got to be a good thing for all of us.
Your county with North Yorkshire County Council.
Back in Settle, there are plenty of events being planned ahead of the cycle race. Catherine Barlow is from the local library.
Well, it's really fantastic that the Tour de Yorkshire is coming to Settle this year. There's a real exciting buzz in the town, and the library's no exception to that. So we've been looking at ways we can get involved and get the community involved as well. So at the moment we have some bunting that we're asking the public to come in and decorate that we're going to put up inside and outside of the library on the day. And we're also going to have a book sale as well on the day outside the library to try and get involved in what's going on at the Greenfoot car park, which is really close to the library, so that's really handy for us. So there'll be a real buzz on the day and loads of atmosphere, so we're just hoping to get involved in that. Well, it's absolutely crucial that the library's involved in the community things that go on in Settle. We were really lucky just over a year ago to get a new library. So we've opened in the new Limestone View complex. And we've been really, really busy for the last year, but I know there's still a few people out there that are yet to discover the library. So by having things going on that involve the Tour de Yorkshire and other things that are happening in Settle, it means that people can come down to the library and see what we offer, because we're not just about books. We have loads of other things going on. So we've got IT courses, we've got book groups, we've got games clubs, board game clubs. We've got loads of other things happening. So we're just trying to encourage as many people as possible to come and use the space and use the facilities there.
Yeah, and Tour de Yorkshire is a real sort of community event, isn't it?
It is.
The library is sort of a community hub, so it just kind of fits in.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. And as I say, you know, everybody in Settle is getting involved in Tour de Yorkshire, so all the businesses, all the residents, everybody's really, really excited. So we've all worked together and talked about the things we can do to sort of showcase Settle to the world on Friday the 29th of April.
What do you think this means for Settle, the Tour de Yorkshire? What hopefully will be the benefits?
Well, it's really, really big for us, because in previous years with the cycle races, they've tended to finish the finishing stages have been in much bigger towns like Scarborough and Harrogate. So for them to finish in a relatively small market town like Settle, we're really, really lucky and really excited to have that. So hopefully, you know, people across the country, but also across the world, will see, you know, what a beautiful town it is and how lively it is and all the things that go on here. Because for such a small place, it is really busy and bustly, and people get involved, you know, they make things happen in Settle. So in terms of bringing people in, tourists, it'll bring in visitors, day visitors, and hopefully it'll be a boost to the businesses and also places like ourselves at the library and Victoria Hall, for example, who run on volunteers, and a lot of people give their time up to these things. So yes, to show that to the rest of the country and the world is really exciting.
Your county. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
I can understand why people might be apprehensive about fostering, but when they first come to your home and they're so frightened, you realise that they just need someone to look after them.
We've been fostering for almost 30 years. It's enormously satisfying to see youngsters move on and forward. It's so rewarding to see them blossom into young adults.
People think of teenagers as being so challenging. They try to look and act much older than they are, but they're still a child underneath. It's giving them the time and chance to be themselves. That's what makes the difference. and I always feel so held by the fostering team and find it an absolute privilege and delight to be working alongside such outstanding people.
At Fostering North Yorkshire, we need people to offer vulnerable children a safe and stable home. We're particularly keen to hear from people who could care for a teenager or offer regular short-term care to a disabled child. Could you choose fostering and change your life? To book a place at an information event, see northyorks.gov.uk/fostering or ring 01609 534 654.
Your County is brought to you by North Yorkshire County Council, keeping you up to date with the latest from across North Yorkshire.
Next up, it's our weekly update on all things highways related. That, of course, includes the Tour de Yorkshire, but also roadworks in Panel and work on new streetlights in Harrogate. Here's County Councillor Don McKenzie.
Residents in Knaresborough, for example, have seen we've been working on High Bond End to improve the road surface there. People living in the Summerbridge area will know that the road from Ripley to Pateley Bridge has been affected by closures for the last week or so, as we've been again repairing the road surface. It is important to give cyclists travelling at high speed a perfect road finish, and that's exactly what our contractors have been doing.
And one particular area that's had a lot of work is Dibbles Bridge between Pateley Bridge and Hebden.
It has. Dibbles Bridge is, of course, a scene over decades of some rather spectacular accidents because of the topography of the area, a very steep hill coming down to a fairly narrow bridge. We had just last year a fatality, I regret to say, of a cyclist, a doctor, who came down the hill, hit the parapet of the bridge and went over the top of the parapet, and he was very sadly killed. North Yorkshire County Council have conducted works at that bridge to make the bridge much safer, and those works included putting a barrier on top of the parapet to prevent the sort of accident I just described happening again.
And just looking at the wider benefits of the Tour de Yorkshire coming here again, are we hoping that it'll do good for businesses generally like it did for the Tour de France?
Absolutely, and that is exactly why North Yorkshire County Council is putting funding behind it and so much effort behind it. It brings in hundreds of thousands, if not over a million visitors to Yorkshire. The economic benefit of all those visitors coming is plain to see. But not only that, it puts Yorkshire on the map. These races are televised internationally. I know that the cyclists themselves consider the Tour de Yorkshire one of the premier cycle races in Europe. They're coming here in ever greater numbers. But it's not just the economic benefit, which is great. It encourages community spirit in places like Ripley, which I know looks forward to these races, and also is great for public health, as people, especially our young people, see cyclists racing through Yorkshire, keeping themselves fit. It's a very good incentive for them to do the same.
And just staying with the roads, it's worth reminding everyone about some roadworks starting in Panel on Monday.
These, of course, are roadworks being conducted by a private contractor. They're not North Yorkshire County Council roadworks, but there is a development at the former Dunlopillo site on which houses and a care home are being constructed, and this is the construction of an access road together with a roundabout, at which point the access road joins the A61. So there will inevitably be, I regret to say, traffic control measures, some delays, which regrettably development of this nature always brings about.
Okay, and then moving on to street lights in Harrogate. So they're being replaced, or many of them are being replaced at the moment.
They are. This is the latest phase of street light replacement. We have in Harrogate Town Centre a number of old cast iron street lights. Some people refer to them as genuine Harrogate heritage street lights. I think there's fairly compelling evidence to suggest that they were bought second hand from Leeds Corporation and converted to use in Harrogate. The problem with these cast iron lights, whilst they look lovely, they look traditional certainly, they are extremely difficult to keep safe. They're very difficult to maintain. So we have taken the decision to replace a lot of them with modern steel lampposts and to use LED lighting. LED lighting, which saves us up to 80% of our energy costs. LED lighting, incidentally, is also much easier to control, much easier to direct, so you get much less glare in the sky and much less glare for householders who live nearby.
And just tell us about what you're doing to the lamps cosmetically to make them fit in.
Yes, well, of course, but I do recognise that the old cast iron lights look very nice, but we have to remember that the first purpose of street lighting is to illuminate the streets and keep them safe. And for that reason, on balance, we have decided to replace most of the cast iron lights. Some, however, we will give to the Harrogate Civic Society for them to spruce up, convert to use, but away from the highway. And also, in other sensitive areas, we have reached an agreement with Harrogate Borough Council, who will fund the purchase of so-called embellishments. These are embellishments which are affixed to the modern steel lampposts to give them a heritage appearance, effect. I think that is a very good move. On the other hand, there are also some very beautiful heritage streetlights in Harrogate with square lanterns, like, for example, you see near to the Royal Baths building, and these will continue to be replaced on a like-for-like basis.
York County. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
The County Council and police have joined forces to help bikers stay safe. They've organised various events to highlight how everyone should ride within their limits. Here's Road Safety Officer Fiona Ansell.
Well, obviously, we're just getting to the time of year when everyone's getting back out on their bikes, and I think most people who ride motorbikes in North Yorkshire are on leisure journeys, you know, because certainly it's weekends when we seem to find most people out. And yes, we seem to be having a bit of an annual conversation, don't we? It's the beginning of the season, people are going to be rusty, so, you know, we're putting our annual reminders out, you know, to have a bit of care, you know, take it steady, and to remind people that, you know, consistently over the last 10 years, 70% of bikers that are dying and getting seriously injured are crashing as a result of mistakes. Now, I know bikers sometimes think that you know, we're picking on them unfairly. I think the point is with this is that, you know, motorcyclists and cyclists, if they make a mistake and have a crash, it can cost them their life, whereas car drivers quite often walk away. So, you know, we want to tell people that information, and then ultimately they can make an informed choice, you know, get some further training, you know, modify their behaviour, improve their skills, hopefully, and save a few casualties.
Now, as we've talked about before, you're a biker yourself, so you understand why people want to get out and go on certain routes and the temptations as well, but obviously you've got to be sensible, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a great sense of freedom and it's exciting, but you know, as I said before, you know, we're seeing that riders are crashing, you know, going into bends, they're crashing while they're braking and they're crashing while they're overtaking. And they are all to do with, you know, skill on a bike. And clearly for some people, there's a bit of a gap between the skills they've got and the ones they need to ride their bike. So, you know, we just keep repeating this message and hopefully, you know, the people that it applies to, you know, will make some changes.
And as a motorcyclist or a driver, there's no harm, is there, in having a bit of a refresher and looking at how you drive or ride? It's always worth doing every once in a while.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're promoting a lot this year is the police bike safe courses. Now, that's an investment of just one day of people's time. And mostly people find that very useful. It's a non-threatening environment. You go out with an officer, and they just point out any areas of improvement. And most people find that that's quite, you know, useful. And they find time and again that people are taking the wrong lines around bends, which kind of supports the casualty statistics that half of those crashes we mentioned happen on bends. So, you know, well worth doing. It'll cost you, you know, £10 and, you know, it might save your life.
The RoadWise website is also worth looking at as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've updated it this year and we've got some interactive maps of the top five high-risk routes. They're the routes that consistently motorcyclists are coming a cropper on the most. People can click on the RoadWise website and, you know, look at those routes and look at particular areas where people are having difficulties.
And the videos are particularly useful as well, aren't they, showing you the dangers on these different routes?
Yeah, and we've added a couple of new routes there. We've got the A59 and we've got the A171 as well, which are sort of in the top 10. It just points out to people this may look like quite a benign bend, but actually we've got a history of people, you know, losing control there. So have a look at the route before you go out and bear that in mind.
As you've said before as well, it's about everyone respecting each other, isn't it, on the road?
Yeah.
We all want to use it, but we just need to show a bit of respect sometimes.
Well, you know, and we're finding people, you know, sort of getting quite intolerant as the roads get busy. I mean, you know, North Yorkshire is a beautiful place to visit and look at. The roads are getting busier and busier, and so we do need to be more tolerant towards each other. And, you know, our logo, our strapline is share the road and take responsibility, and that's everyone looking out for each other.
And just finally, obviously every year you want to highlight this message every year. Does it seem to be getting through gradually to people, do you think?
It is getting through. I mean, and obviously it's not the same people that we talk to all the time. And we do know from other traffic counts that we do that we're getting more and more, you know, motorcycle journeys across the county. It's our duty really to keep reminding people about the situation.
Your County, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council on DAB every Sunday afternoon from 1. And listen again at strayfm.com. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Now, just a couple of events to let you know about. First up, North Yorkshire County Council is launching a new TP and events business called Totem as part of its commercial operations to help fund vital services. It's running a spring wedding fair at County Hall in North Allerton on Saturday the 30th of April from 11am to 3pm, where visitors will be able to see the TPs dressed for a vintage country wedding. Local wedding suppliers will also be at the event to showcase a range of products and services. County Council's TPs are used for youth art events, but they're also ideal as venues for a wedding party.
Meanwhile, Paul Phoenix, who's founder of Paul Phoenix Purple Vocals and former Grammy-winning tenor in The King's Singers, is bringing a pop-up studio to Thirsk Library on the afternoon and evening of Wednesday the 27th of April. He's offering 40-minute coaching sessions to singers, groups and choirs of all ages and abilities. Whether you're a soloist, an ensemble singer, looking for some mentoring or simply looking for a fun coaching session, places are strictly limited, so please call Helena on 07584 907747 to book your place.
Your County is brought to you by North Yorkshire County Council, keeping you up to date with the latest from across North Yorkshire.